All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, July 8th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a five-game MLB main slate later this evening, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But it is Monday, so we do have to announce the winners for our Birdie Battle promotion. Only 2 weeks left here with the Birdie Battle. So come over and check out the schedule. We have the Scottish Open coming up this week, and then we are going to end things with the Open Championship. So that end of the season free roll, giving away Masters tickets to the 2025 Masters, is right around the corner. But let's talk about prizes for this week here. So got to announce our top finisher of the week, and our top finisher was none other than Shooter McGavin 89. Congratulations, Shooter, here going to be taking home a custom SaberSim golf hat and get an entry into the end of the season Masters free roll. And then we are also going to name a random entrant here to get free entry into this upcoming week's contest here. So I'm going to grab all the names of all the people who participated, drop them in our trusty wheel of names here, click shuffle a couple times, and we are going to spin to see who our lucky winner is. So looks like the winner is none other than Rum Running. Congratulations. Congratulations to both of our winners. And thank you for everybody who continues to participate each and every week. Those end of the season rewards are right around the corner, and we are looking forward to handing those out. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here and let's jump into questions. So let me hop over here, get SaberSim up. All right. And one question to start. If you guys have any questions, now is a good time to get those in the queue. First question came in from Larson. And Larson said, is there a more accurate way to understand ownership based on the contest I'm in versus adjusted ownership or flagship? In some of my contests, I'm seeing players up to 40% owned that had a 10 to 15 ownership projection. So this is going to depend, right? It looks like you're on the standard plan here. So this is kind of why we created all these different buckets of ownership. Like if you go to the My Own column, and you know, you could, if you have access to all the different buckets of ownership, you're going to see big fluctuations here, right? If I come over to my pitchers, for instance, and I just come over to ownership and look at the highest owned pitchers. So like Chris Sale, you know, 52% ownership in the flagship. If I go to the low stakes MME, he's going to be 50%. If I go to the high stakes MME, he's going to be 61%, right? This probably gets even higher when you're looking at single entry, right? High stakes single entry. Chris Sale is going to go up to 76%. So there is going to be a big fluctuation here, sometimes depending on the contest type, sometimes depending on the stakes and different things like that. So like if I go low stakes single entry, but then if I come in here and I'm saying, okay, let me look at high stakes single entry. Okay. 76%, you know, that's a 25% difference between the low stakes, either of the low stakes options we looked at. So, you know, ownership is going to get concentrated when the field is sharper, field's going to play, you know, more of the best plays. So that is what is being taken into account here by all of the different ownership buckets here. In order to get access to the ownership buckets, you do have to be on the ultimate subscription, because that is what is being used in the contest sims. The contest sims are being run for different contests against different fields, and that is what it was created for. All right. Question from Tony. What's your top projected batter? Yeah, I mean, just come into the app, sort my projection descending, jump over to the all batters tab, and looks like it is Ellie De La Cruz for tonight with a 10.48 DraftKings projection here. But speaking of that, probably a good time here to do a little bit of an app demo, build some lineups for tonight's five-game slate here. So let me jump over, make sure no more questions are rolling in here at the moment. Nope, all set. All right, so say we're building lineups for today for, you know, this five-game set happening later today. First thing I want to do when I jump in the app here, and I'm just going to refresh projections, make sure that we're all set. Kind of interesting that the projection timestamp is saying 7:14 a.m., but multiple teams have been confirmed. So I think there might be a little bit of an issue here with the projection timestamp. Okay, there it goes. So projections. Okay, so it looks like a little bit of an issue with the projection timestamp jumping back and forth here. So anytime you guys encounter a bug, anything like that, best thing to do, go to the top right drop down menu, click report a problem. And then just give us a brief description of what's happening. So projection timestamp stuck, and then our team can look into it, and that helps us out a bunch. So we appreciate when you guys do that. All right. So first thing I'm going to do when I jump into the app, make two small projections, two adjustments to projections. You only have to do this on DraftKings. Go over to my settings tab. And the reason for that is when I don't make two adjustments here, you know, say I reset this build. Yeah, it shouldn't be happening. Let's go to fresh build. So I just opened up a fresh build. You're going to see the build lineups button is grayed out. Got to make two small adjustments to projections to unlock it here. And then we're all set, right? So other than that, not really anything you need to do in the home table unless you're adding value of some sort. You're doing some type of research. You're, trying to make the projections different than what they are. If you want to adjust the projections, make the bare minimum changes and click build lineups. Most of the work that you're going to be doing is in the post lineup building process here. So one thing I like to do is move some columns around. The reason for that is because I want to see three columns: exposure, pool, and leverage. These are the big three columns that I care about here. And I'm all sorted away, right? So what I like to do is come in here and sort by exposure or either sort by leverage, sometimes bouncing back and forth between the two. One thing I haven't done yet is create a contest sim. So I'm going to jump over to the contest tab. Say I'm building a lineup for the $12 single entry, right? Going to come in here, add my contest sim, jump back to my build. And then I'm going to kick that contest sim off by using the run contest sim button here, right? So far all is good. I'm doing this demo as if I'm building just a single lineup, just so you guys know. And one thing I like to do is just kind of look at like some overall lineup trends, right? So come over to my stack exposures, look at my pool. Builder really likes a five stack, right? 36%, 5 2s, 28%, 5 3s, 11%, 5 1 1 1s. So probably trying to key in on like some type of five stack, looking at, hey, what teams are coming up the most is five stacks. Okay, Texas and Atlanta. One interesting note for me, right off the bat, is that Minnesota with the highest run total of 5.4 is actually coming in third in this list of pool exposures here, with Texas coming in the highest by far. You could take this like a little bit of a step further and go look at what the individual teams' player ownerships are. So it's like, okay, Texas was, you know, in 22% of our lineups. Well, you know, these guys have some pretty decent ownership, right? Probably going to come in owned as a stack like 15 to 20%. So it doesn't seem that crazy that, you know, they're coming in at a high rate. Going to go look at Atlanta. Atlanta was at like 15%. A lot of these guys are in like the 10 to 15% range. Okay. Still on the higher side of those ranges. And then Minnesota with the highest team total. These players coming in a little low, right? 21% owned leadoff hitter, 15% owned two hitter. I would classify these guys coming in around like 15 to 20%. And then their pool exposure at the five stack was like 13, right? So coming in a little below what we expect, which, you know, this kind of lines up with the order that they came in. So I'm mostly interested in like these Texas Atlanta stacks, here at the moment just from my pool level, right? And then now I'm going to go and look at my risk adjusted ROI. And maybe I just want to focus on like the top 20 lineups, right? I want to go and see, hey, what do the top 20 lineups look like? So I'm going to come in here, go to my five stacks. And now we're seeing something a little bit different, right? We're seeing a lot of Colorado. We're still seeing Texas, seeing Arizona pop up. We're seeing Atlanta here. One thing that I would say is like kind of a cautionary tale, right? Colorado is less than 5% in the pool. Arizona, less than 2% in the pool, but they're still coming up, you know, at a very high rate, right? Texas and Atlanta still look like good options to me as far as like a just having like multiple checkpoints here, right? I'm like, hey, you know, they're coming in our top 20. They also have good pool exposure. They have good run totals. You know, those look like the quote unquote, like better options for me. I wouldn't mind having Colorado. Maybe that's like a secondary stack. Maybe it's like a three stack. Maybe it's like a two stack, something like that. If I'm trying to focus on Atlanta or Texas in my five stack. So these are just some, you know, takeaways here at the moment for me. And then last thing I want to kind of do is come in and look at my pitchers, right? So when I come in to look at my pitchers, okay, pool exposure wise, you know, not a ton of leverage on anybody. Gavin Williams is kind of interesting, right? 18% ownership, 25% pool exposure, coming in a little bit higher. Chris Paddock doesn't look great, 27% ownership, 17% pool. So if I were to take away anything from like my pool exposure here, hey, you know, Gavin Williams seems like a decent, you know, second pitcher probably. Probably want to try and stay away from Paddock, which the builder is doing naturally, right? That's why he's in zero out of our top 20 lineups here. So just trying to make some notes along the way, things that like I'm seeing. And then when I come in here and sort by higher than his ownership. So all seems well there. But again, I'm trying to find out if I were going to, you know, figure out the one lineup I wanted to play, right? What I would probably be doing here. And again, I'm, you know, one thing I didn't do here is use the self sim. I'm just using a single sim here, but I think that's okay. If you're building like a single lineup, you could also do this type of idea with the self sim too. And, you know, use that as like an extra data point. But what I would kind of want to do from here, right, is go and open up a new build. And this is something that we kind of talked about. Jordan mentioned this in some of his content, and we don't always go like super deep into why you should do this. So I think this is like a good reason to talk about it. You know, when you're identifying lineup trends that you want, it's important to come in and run a new build, a fresh build, with those inputs put in up front. And the reason for that is because you're going to get more lineups that look like what you want them to look like in the first place. So like I've kind of decided, hey, for my one lineup here, I want a Texas or an Atlanta five stack. Well, if you tell the builder that up front, guess what? You're going to get more Texas and Atlanta five stacks than if we just went and used the ones from the pool naturally, right? We're going to get, you know, maybe even twice as many viable lineups in this next build. So what I would do is come in and add a five stack rule. And then I want to, I probably want to do an advanced rule here where I use pitchers greater than or equal to zero because we were seeing so much Chris Sale. And then I want to use this like all batter options, catcher 1B, 2B, 3B, shortstop, outfield. And I want to put greater than or equal to five. And then what I want to do is come in here and only leave Atlanta and Texas checked, right? So I would basically write a rule like that. We're saying, hey, I want at least, you know, five players from these two teams. And then I want the option of allowing the pitcher to be used with that team because we were seeing so much Chris Sale, right? If you do a basic rule where you just say stack at least five and you don't check the pitcher, it will intentionally leave the pitcher out of the stack and it will never use Chris Sale, which is not what we want, right? So better to use an advanced stack with a greater than or equal to option in that case. So then now, you know, I'm going to come in here. You know, if I go to my team stacks, five stacks, I have 61% Texas, five stacks, 39% Atlanta. Great. You know, more lineups that look like what I want them to look like. Going to jump over to my pitchers tab. Just kind of want to see who's coming up. Again, going to go and sort by risk-adjusted ROI for the contest sim that I'm using. And again, seen a lot of Feltner, seen a lot of Sale, seen some Gray. Interesting, we're not seeing any Gavin Williams here. You know, a little bit surprised by that. But, you know, we were seeing enough of Feltner here where I'm pretty comfortable playing him. So I would be almost like using some filters at this point where it's like, okay, hey, you know, I'm pretty comfortable playing Chris Sale lineups and I'm pretty comfortable playing Feltner, right? This takes me from 20 lineups down to 9, right? And then what I would like to do is come in here and just lock these 9 lineups. That way I can start to kind of analyze them a little bit deeper. But ultimately, you know, we're trying to figure out, hey, how do we go from, you know, 500 lineups down to 20 lineups down to the one lineup that we want to play in our single entry, right? And so I've got my 9 lineups here. I need to go and X these filters out. So turn off Feltner, turn off Sale. And what I would do here is turn my lineups from 20 down to 9. And then I want to come in here and look at my team stack. So 6 lineups with Texas, 6 lineups with Atlanta, and then 4 lineups with the Angels, 1 with Minnesota here, right? So kind of just like trying to figure out how do I narrow down to the one lineup I want to play. You got to start making some decisions. So, you know, we didn't love Minnesota originally here. So that's like a reason for me to get rid of Minnesota, right? So then now here I'm down to 8 lineups. Okay, great. Are all of these lineups positive ROI? Yes, they are. What are the ranges, right? 34 is the highest, 17 is the lowest. Okay, that looks fine. You know, and then I try and find some other criteria to grade these lineups by, right? I might be looking at, okay, what are the projected scores of these lineups? 97, 96, 99, 96, 96, 98, 98, 94. So, you know, one way to do this is like, hey, this 94 is like way, way lower. And then the reason that I care about projected scores, because from my contest flashback review, I've seen that projected score does matter in some of these lineup sets when you go and review, right? So like I might get rid of this one that is 94 projection, right? To be honest, what I might actually do is like now come in and look at the teams, right? Okay, we have Texas Angels, Texas Braves, Braves 111, Braves Texas, Angels Texas. So, you know, you kind of have to make some decisions. Some of this isn't like perfect, right? Like I have these 2 lineups that are both Texas Angel stacks, where it's basically a 1-for-1, right? I can either play Joe Adele or I can either play Tyler Ward or Taylor Ward from the Angels, right? Like these are, you know, extremely, extremely close. And what I might do is like, hey, you know, this lineup, this first lineup has a better sim ROI, slightly better projection. The hitter is higher up in the order. You know, I might get rid of this second version of the lineup, right? And like, this is what I mean about like trying to figure out different ways to narrow down these lineups ultimately, right? And make some decisions about which one you want to play. So, you know, is there a perfect way to do this? No. Could you, you know, do it differently? Yes. You know, what you could do is say like, hey, you know, this is another way to think about it. You know, I didn't really see the Angels in my research. I saw the Texas and the Braves. If I can get to both of them in the same lineup, I think that's awesome, right? And then the other thing here is that this lineup that's projected for 99 points is the highest projected lineup. So like, not only are you getting to the highest projected lineup, you're also getting to the 2 teams that you liked in your research. So like Texas Braves lineup, 99.3 projection. This one seems awesome, right? And then maybe you even look at this 98 projection. This one is also a 5-3, but it's the opposite, right? This one has 5 Braves and 3 Texas. So you know, maybe you decrease yourself to like those two lineups, but I think it's totally fine to take this 99.3 projected lineup, get rid of all these other ones and play that one. So like, this is like how I would go about kind of trying to narrow down for like that one lineup that you ultimately want to play. But those are my thoughts on building a single lineup here. All right. Taking a peek here. No more questions in the Discord. Caught up with questions in the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Again, congratulations to the winners for this week's birdie battle. Only 2 weeks left. If you guys, there's still time to sign up and get in on the action. Weekly prizes, end of the season prizes. So take advantage of those. But until tomorrow, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks.